We have to realize that there are, how many? 3 million species in this world of animals, and you covered how many? There's a lot more to cover. But anyway, we thank you for his presentation. And we'll take a few questions. And while you're thinking of your question, I'm going to ask the two men to come forward. If you wish to contribute to the support of this ministry, feel free to do that either through the plates or the donation box in the back, whatever you're comfortable with. So questions that you might have, remember that all of these lectures, including Chris's, are recorded and they'll be on the website. We've had live streaming support here, and so that will be available probably in a few days or so. So questions, I'll bring the microphone around, and then you can ask your question of Chris so that it gets properly recorded as well.
Two questions or comments. Number one, do animals think? And number two, we have a cat that I'm sure talks to my wife when it's time to have a snack. I mean, she literally does. It almost sounds like a language. So, I mean, comment on those two things.
Wow, of course they think. I mean, do they have profound thoughts about the existence of the cat kingdom and where they're going to be in a few years? How deep are their thoughts? Don't know. But they, much more intelligent than I think we realize. You know, the mammals clearly. The mammals all. I mean, I've had lots of dogs and cats and stuff. I've not had a lot of time spent around horses. But people that have, I know, incredibly intelligent. You know, think about how much you love your dog. You know what I mean? Consider how much more that horse would mean to you. That was with you every day, all day, you know. I gotta just think that people back in those days that were on horseback every day, how close those animals got to them, how much they relied upon them, and you know, my dogs are no longer with me, but boy, as much as it hurt to lose those dogs, I can imagine how much it would hurt you to lose a horse back in those days too. Incredible how much we love our animals.
Any other questions out there that Chris might answer on your pet or any other animal?
Well, you said it would talk to you, a language of sorts, huh? A little bit? Yeah, there would make utterances, kind of sounds to talk.
For me, it does.
Yeah?
The cat knows what she wants. And then my wife talks back to her.
Yeah? Yes, sir.
Okay. Are there any animals that create or use hot air to fly?
That use I mean, they definitely use the thermals. You know, they definitely use the air that rises due to what's called, you know, convection thermals. They definitely ride the thermals. So on that level, yes. Do they have any more sophisticated mechanisms of catching warm air and using that? But they definitely ride thermals. They definitely go to those areas where hot air is rising and use that to get themselves aloft. So yeah, for sure, they do that. We also know they migrate using the jet stream. So they're clearly more aware of the world than we have been for at least some period of time.
More questions? Well, if not, Chris will be around for a while yet. And so again,